What's up, Mama Bears? I am back for a new podcast. So we're going to jump into it tonight. Sorry, I can't talk. We're going to jump right into it. So today we're going to talk about something that I've been seeing a lot on some Facebook groups that I'm a part of. And it's a lot of women who are discovering how to love themselves again. You know, we go through this whole transition from every milestone in our life. So we go through being single to finding a boyfriend, becoming a fiance, becoming a wife, and then we become a mom. I think the hardest transition has been becoming a mom. And I think every woman kind of goes through this because you were one person, right? I know I've talked about this before, but one thing that kind of goes toe to toe with this is body image, right? So as moms, our bodies change. Our bodies change. I can tell you that I have no normal temperature anymore. I'm always hot, and I was never like that before. Like, hot and to the point where I'm just sweaty and gross, and I hate it. My makeup doesn't even stay on, and it does not help that I live in Texas, and the heat is, you know, there is no winter here. We're very lucky if we get a couple of days. So, ridiculous. But one thing I did notice after I had my son was the changes in my body. I noticed them when I was pregnant, but I don't know if it's just me, if any other moms or new moms or, you know, existing moms feel this way too. But did you kind of think that, oh, after the baby's born, I'm going to go back to normal. There's nothing normal anymore that wasn't normal at all. There's nothing normal. And I mean, just like in one of my episodes, I talk about, I'm not going to sugarcoat things, like the hair loss and hormones and mood swings and the thinness of patience that we do not have no more. These are all things that change. But the biggest thing is our bodies. Our bodies change. Our hips get bigger. Our hormones change. You know, all of those things in our body. And I noticed that a lot of women will post like, how long did it take for you to lose your belly fat after having your baby? And, you know, that's one post that had come up in one of my Facebook mom groups that really kind of stuck with me because my son's going to be 3 April. I've not lost the belly from having a baby. I have no shame. I will admit it. I have not lost it. And then I asked, well, why not? I mean, you're a stay-at-home mom. You have time to work out. I do not have time to work out. I don't have time to work out. I love doing yoga and I love teaching yoga, but I cannot give 1 second to myself to actually do yoga and to actually teach and do my videos because it's mom, mommy, mama all the time. And I love my blessing. I do. But he's coming into this whole new little personality where he will give me the stink eye if I tell him no. Now, when I first had him, after I had him, it was hard for me in the beginning. It was hard for me to accept and love my body. And it's funny because I think back from way before I was even married. And I remember on how I used to think at that time, and I feel like most women kind of feel like this. There's this funny thing that you say, like, I wish I was the fat I thought I was before I had kids. That's how I realized that my perspective on my self-love was twisted from the beginning. I thought it was fat, ladies. I thought that I needed to lose weight. I felt self-conscious around my friends who were skinnier than me or maybe more toned than me. Why? Like, why did I feel that way? So then now I'm actually not the weight that I was. And I'm going to be real. I'm not going to sugarcoat this because I feel like a lot of women just kind of get scared to be real and to not admit what they're at after having a kid. Ladies, I am the heaviest I've ever been. Now, when I say that, for my stature, for my height, I'm 5'9". I was 191. I've never been in the 190s, ever. The highest I've been is like the 80s. And I was shocked. Shocked. Now, granted, have I been eating the greatest? Probably not, you know, and don't ask me to give up my wine because I'm not going to do that. It's what keeps me sane throughout the days of being home 24/7, you know, 365 days out of the year, being that COVID and quarantine and all that jazz. But it boggles my mind that, like, I would look at these pictures and be like, oh my God, I had that mentality before? now that I've had a baby and my first year of being a mom was hard. I was hard on myself. I was like, nothing fits. I'm still wearing pregnancy clothes, blah, 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 blah. And then as the years progress, like I said, he's 2.5 now. I've gone on that roller coaster I'm sure we've all gone on with weight gain and working out. We're on it, we're off it, we're in it, we're not. And, you know, I got tired. I just got tired of it. I got tired of the negativity I'm giving to myself. Now, this coincides with the next topic that we will talk about after the break, but I wasn't feeling good about myself. I wasn't feeling good about me, because I'm gonna be honest, like before I had a baby, when I was newlywed, and even when me and my husband were dating, like I used to send him some cute little pics, you know what I mean? But I couldn't even see myself doing that anymore. So I'm like, I'm a mom now. Like, I can't be doing that. That's not who I am. I can't. I brought life into the world. I need to be this type of stigma. And it's not true. We don't need to be anything but a badass mom and a freaking, like, champion for our kids and family and for ourselves. So if you are a new mom, or if you are scared about what your body is going to look like after having a baby, or if you're expecting anything like that, let me just tell you, you are fucking beautiful. You are beautiful. And I always remind myself when I see my son and I'm feeling bad about myself, I always tell myself, you brought that into this world. You nourished and grew that human being that is standing in front of you, that is beaming a smile. You did that. Your body did that. And it makes me so proud. And my perspective has changed since my first year of being a mom to now. My perspective has definitely changed. Granted, I'm in yoga clothes all the time because, let's get real, I'm not going to get all dressed up if I'm not going to be at home. But I will say that it is a new thing that I've been doing. And I highly recommend it if you are a stay-at-home mom and you're feeling kind of down. Instead of, let's say the kids take a nap. Instead of cleaning the house and doing what you got to do, does it need to get done? Of course. But if you're feeling low, meditate or read something inspiring. Listen to a podcast and put on a little bit of makeup to make yourself feel like you. Now, am I saying makeup is important? Hell no. I barely put on makeup. Now, I put on makeup today because I felt like it. But sometimes you do need to remind yourself that you are a queen. You're not just mom. You're not just a wife. You are you. And you used to love putting on makeup. You used to love getting dressed up. Should you get dressed up to just stay at home? No. Put on some cute workout clothes. But it's little things like that that bring us back to the self-confidence that we've lost. And I feel like a lot of women lose that. And it comes first from the body. It comes from the body changes. It comes from all of these things. But I'm going to tell you, ladies, until we're okay in our hearts with who we are as a mom, and we figure out who we are as a mom, the body will then fall into place, because then you'll start loving and accepting yourself. I think some people feel that if they love and accept where they are at that moment, they feel that they'll just get worse. I honestly believe that. Like, they think, well, I'm settling for this. No, you're not settling. You're growing. We're growing into a new role. And this role is not going to stay the same. It's always going to change. As our kids get older, it's going to change. It's going to go from being a stay-at-home mom with them to sending them to school. And then figuring out, well, what the hell am I supposed to do with myself now? Like, they're in school. Do I go back to work? Do I need to go back to work? All of this starts in one spot, and that's with self-love, ladies. Like, self-love is so important, and you need to remember that even though, yes, you're a mom, you're still a person, and you deserve to be happy and healthy and have your moments to yourself, and that's okay. Now, let's say you're like, oh, okay, Christy, I don't have a moment to myself. My kids are crazy. I have 3 of them, 4 of them. I have 2 of them, 1 of them. That's okay. I get it. I totally get it. So I'm going to give you a little tip on what I did. My son was being extra. And when I mean extra, I mean extra. You know those moments where they're saying no and everything. They're not going to listen. They're going to be upset. It doesn't matter what you say. So I thought to myself, you know what? No. I went into the bathroom. I closed it, locked it. My son was fine. And I had my coffee sitting on the floor listening to music with one earbud in so I could hear him if something happened. And he was fine. And I was able to come out of that room and be a good mama and not snap and lose my cool when I knew that I cannot be doing that. That is what we need to remember. So if you haven't lost the belly, that's okay. It's okay. Because you know what? You will. I'm not saying you may. No, you will. Because once you start to love yourself and feel positive and surround yourself, ladies, surround yourself with other moms who are positive. Because I have gone into some mom support groups like on Facebook. And honestly, some of those women in there can be vicious, man. Like I started a new business venture and I got called out for it because I'm a network marketer. And they're like, oh, it's an MLM. It's a scam. It's not. I was really just picking people's brains. You know, you got to know your audience. But I got attacked. I got attacked. And did I reply back in claws and stuff? No, I'm a grown woman. I'm a grown woman with kids who does not have time to have sparring matches online about what I posted. So I erased it and I left the group because I'm all about women supporting women. So if you feel that you don't have support like that, then find the support that's going to help you feel your best and your most awesomeness. Because I feel like in 2021, you know, everybody's like, oh, quarantine, we've all gained the weight, we've all gotten so big, blah, 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 blah. But there is no standard weight anymore. There's no standard. There's no stigma. You do what you need to do to make yourself feel better. And that's where I'm at. I weighed myself the other day. And I know how I mentioned it was 191. Well, I'm now 186.5. You know how ecstatic I was to see that? But not just because I saw the number, but because I could feel it. I could feel it in my body. Did I start working out like crazy? No. No, I don't have the time. I run around chasing a 2-year-old all day. Cleaning the house. Trying to keep a hobby in my sanity. All I've done is I've changed how I've been eating. I'm eating more consciously, meaning instead of getting the hamburger, I made myself a patty with cheese and a salad. That was what I did. And those little changes have already made a difference because that's the bulk of it. Now, I do have a secret weapon, which is my Skinny Brew. It's fat burning coffee. Love it. But it all takes perception. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. If you feel that this matches you, message me. Let's talk about it, man. Because women should not be afraid to talk about their fears, especially if you're a mom. Because moms are the suffer in silent type. Because we're making sure everybody else is okay. I'm here for you, mama. Are you okay? Because you are. You got this. So we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to go to our second topic. And this is intimacy. This is another topic that's come up for a lot of moms because they don't know how to get back to that groove, man. So take a sip of vino and we'll be right back. All right, mama. So we are back and we're going to dive into the second topic. So we're going to talk about intimacy. Let's be real. You pushed a baby out of your vagina. Do you honestly feel like you want anything else all up in there? I didn't. Now, some women are kind of hesitant to admit this because they think that their husbands will take it the wrong way. And me and my husband did get into a rut of the fact of he felt it was him because the best way he feels intimacy was it? No, not at all. It was me. And that's something that our husbands or our boyfriends or significant others do not understand, that after you've gone through such a big change, the glasses, the eyes that you're seeing out of are now judgmental because you're not used to this new body. You're not used to the fact that a human being came out of it and you're all sorts of like left, right, and upside down. This is a hard thing. But this is what I'm going to tell you. For me, I talked to my husband about it. I journaled. I prayed. But mostly, I started to look more inward because I had to adjust to who I have become as a mom. That's what I had to do. I had to adjust to who I've become. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with adjusting. You will know when you are ready to be intimate. Now, let's say it's the other way around. Maybe you're ready to be intimate and you're all for it, but you feel your significant other or spouse or anybody is not feeling the same way. You always have to remember, just like we look at ourselves from a different set of eyes after having a child, your significant other is doing the same thing. Now they see a mom. Now they see the mother of their children. And their perspective may change because it does happen. Men will look at us and not see that sexual being that you were. She's not gone. She's still there. It's just going to take her some time to come back up to the groove and to the music, and that's okay. But if you are feeling like maybe this is something, maybe my husband or my boyfriend or significant other does not see me as that, show them. Show them that just because that you are a mom does not mean that you still can't get down and dirty and freaky, because you can. I mean, I don't know what your style is, but if it is, you know, that's cool. But these are things that women don't talk about unless it's like with your close girlfriends. Why? We should talk about it because the biggest support is other women, and that's what it should be. Everybody's story is different. Mine is different than everybody else's. I went through severe postpartum. Did that affect intimacy? Hell yes. Hell to the yes. Hell yes. I mean, it was so bad that, like, I didn't want to do anything. It was to the point that, like, I struggled with breastfeeding. I hated it. I hated breastfeeding. I felt like such a failure. When you feel like a failure at something that you're supposed to be good at, do you honestly think you're going to feel to be sexy and want to please somebody else? No. And that's the truth. It all comes back to self-love. It all comes back to self-love. We have to love ourselves. We have to remember that we are amazing human beings. We are amazing women who brought life into the world, but not just that, we are amazing women who are intelligent and creative and sexy. These are all things you need to remember because there's more to you than the eye. It's a big topic. And I don't think enough moms really discuss it, and they should. They should. It took me a while, and I'm gonna be real with y'all. Like, it took me probably until when my son turned 2 that I actually got feeling who I was before him when it came to that point of our marriage, of intimacy. That's how long it took me, guys, because I was too busy critiquing myself and being in my head and looking in the mirror and be like, oh, how can he find this attractive? That's exactly what went through my head. Now I look in the mirror, do I see that? No, I don't ask myself, how can he find this attractive? I tell myself, you're freaking beautiful. And you know what? Your husband loves your hips. Your husband loves the fact that your booty's a little bit bigger. Your husband loves the fact, the way you look in your workout pants. With no makeup on, with your hair in the mom bun. That right there is what you need to be telling yourself. Because you are. Because you're fantastic and fabulous. And your husband will love you regardless. So, don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's okay to feel this way. And I feel like a lot of women feel ashamed to feel this way, or they're scared to talk about it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. And if you feel you can't talk about it with your significant other, talk about it with a best friend. If you feel like you can't talk about it with a best friend, message me. Look me up on Facebook. I have an Instagram. I am all about it. because I love talking to new mamas and giving my advice, especially new moms, because I may not be a complete veteran yet, but I've taken some battles so far, and I think I have some good stories, because we all need support. So intimacy is really a tricky, it's a tricky little trickster, but you'll get it back, because Stella got her groove back. Why can't you? I mean, the whole movie was about her getting her groove back, and ooh, girl got it back. All right, so we're going to take another quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about stay-at-home mom living. Oh, the joys of it. I'll be back right after this. All right, mamas, we're back. So a little bit of mom adventures that I've been having lately. I've come to the point where I don't have enough of me to give. And I've come to the point where I've realized that I need to take time for myself again, because I seem to forget that. I do. I'm starting to make boundaries. And I think that as moms, we all need to do that. Find a place where you can have your alone time, have your quiet time, and really, really just be with yourself. Read a book or scroll on Daily Mail for trashy stories. I'm not going to do a Daily Mail segment this time because it's been kind of lame, except for the Kim Kardashian thing, but they get enough attention. So make sure that you have self-care and self-love for you, and find what makes you happy. Because outside of being a mom, once your kid comes to an age to where they pretty much can entertain themselves, you need to find something that you can do. I've loved talking with y'all. I love doing my podcast for y'all. Please message, like, share. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on TikTok at WhyDon'tMom18. You can also follow me on Instagram, KHendricks16, and check out my posts. I can't wait to hear from some of y'all. Like I said, comment, message me, tell me what you want to talk about, and let's have a conversation, because as moms, that's what we really need to do. I hope y'all have a beautiful day. Until next week.